Talk to me no matter what you feel. Hi, my name is Scott Anderson, and after a couple weeks off, I'm resuming my podcast. So sorry about that, but I actually was physically moving, changing equipment, yada yada. So I'm actually doing podcasts for the next couple weeks on my iPhone just to try it out, see what it's like, but also to kind of learn. Always want to learn. Always want to do things differently. Always want to try and stretch your brain and do something new. As always, my two sponsors. The first is Creative Technology and Innovation, a company designed around John Boyd's OODA Loops, designed to help you better decide and better act within the organizational IT framework that you've selected. Creative Technology and Innovation. My other sponsor is, of course, the novel, Danny and the Corporate Ladder. Sometimes you meet someone in life that you think, boy, this person is too good to be true. And you spend some time with them and you learn a little bit about them and you realize, no, they really are that good. They really are true. And being true is so critical when you talk about human beings, right? You want people in your life that are true, not people in your life that promise you the world and bring you back a dead rose, but people that are true, that consistently and constantly come back and deliver things for you. Danny's that kind of person, somebody that everybody counts on until something bad happens. And suddenly Danny finds himself, well, ultimately, counting on other people. Danny and the Corporate Ladder is available as a paperback now today and also as a ebook today or as an ebook today with the audiobook version coming probably in the next 90 days. Danny and the Corporate Ladder available now. So I published a couple of things this week earlier. The July 4th holiday kind of threw me for a loop. I was going to try to do this podcast on Sunday, but I ended up not having time because of unpacking. The big news for me personally, emotionally, blah, 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 is that I moved. The reason for my podcast outage is that I actually physically moved from one home to another, still in Maryland, and enjoying Maryland as a place that you know, we understand and a place that we like, but in a different part of Maryland now. We moved a little bit east and a little bit north of where we were before. And I am slowly but surely coming back online. Today saw the return of my yesterday's weather video feed. A couple of days before that saw the return of my Bird Buddy Bird videos. So I'm slowly but surely getting back to the point where I actually have enough capacity that I can do things. At the same time, trying to take care of, the Labradors and make sure they're happy, make sure they're not feeling like nobody loves them. And you know, this is a new house and it's not good, right? It's a bad new house. Don't like new houses, right? Labradors and dogs in particular sometimes struggle when it comes to moving. It depends upon how people-centric they are, how house-centric they are. A house becomes kind of the "this is my house" thing with dogs, just like people. So they've adjusted well, and I'm happy to say that I actually shared a video of them the other day on my YouTube channel. I am trying to focus on getting my content, you know, kind of structured into a more easily consumed format. So I'm really trying and considering cutting down on social media sites radically. I was down to only four, but ultimately I had increased that back to eight, and now I'm thinking about moving back to four again. There's some sites that I like, but I like them more because they provide an archival record and other sites don't, but I don't necessarily have to have an archival record. I can keep one of those on my own. So I'm not going to share the link to the Hub Pages article today. Just suffice it to say it's out there. I've been continuously adding content throughout my various sites. I am finally caught up on Bird Buddy videos. I was literally, before we moved, I was about 55 videos behind. By the time I was done and had started Bird Buddy again, I was only about four behind, and it just so happens I didn't care about four squirrel videos. The other interesting thing is because of the placement of Bird Buddy and the dog's yard, I literally don't have squirrels coming to the feeder anymore. So my food is lasting a lot longer, which is cool, right? You want your food to last longer. It's cheaper that way. But also, when we think about, you know, the videos, I'm not getting 25 and 30 videos in a day now. I'm getting 2, 3, and 4. So I'm excited. I'm hoping to have some new birds come and visit me and figure out what's out there. But Bird Buddy is back online. Yesterday's weather is back online. My tagline for yesterday's weather, I've been doing it now for almost 8 years, is, you know, I've been predicting yesterday's weather for that 8 year period. And in that time period, I actually have never been wrong. I have correctly identified the weather we had yesterday every single time. It's a good thing, right? You really want an accurate forecast yesterday's weather, rather than looking at what's going on today. A couple of other things, that I'm looking at considering, and I'm going through the project right now to build solar on my roof in the new house. I had solar on the old house, so I'm adding a solar power array. We're also looking at adding a Class 2 charger for our EV. It's an interesting situation, an interesting consideration kind of as you go forward. So, it's one of those things where, you always have to think about what it is that I need, what it is that I want, but ultimately, you know, what am I looking for in a scenario? Because that's the important thing. And then, of course, there is the joyous happiness that is unpacking boxes. I think right now I am fairly far behind. I think I've got more than 100 boxes to go at this point. So more than 50% of the total boxes. I do, like I said, I have a solar project coming, and I also have people coming out on the 12th and the 13th to install, a TV. And then the week after that, I'm actually in Huntsville, Alabama. So, things are moving along. Summer's here. It is roasting hot. Puck and I have found a couple of walking trails that are mostly shade. But honestly, it's quite hot right now. So because it's quite hot, Puck and I are reducing our footage and reducing our overall distance traveled to about 5 miles a day, a little bit less than 5 miles a day. The reason for that is I don't want Puck to get sick and overextend himself in the hot. And I don't want to get sick and overextend myself in the hot. My name is Scott Anderson, and I want to thank you so much for listening to my podcast. Have a great day.